The council voted to start the process to look for early intervention software for police officers. This kind of software would catch and track behavior data to ID problems within the department. They also voted to look for a firm to conduct a public opinion survey on how the community views the police. The last survey was done in 2012. Chief Jerry Williams also presented an action plan that came out of concerns from a police community meeting weeks ago.
What I heard loudly and clearly was that some members of the community are tired of talk and they want actionable steps.
Williams' action plan includes streamlining police reports and holding employee sessions. More than 100 people came to Tuesday's meeting. Resident J.J. Johnson said he feels there hasn't been enough police accountability.
It's like Groundhog Day. Every time we come back and talk about this, it's like y'all have never heard about this before.
The council also discussed a police department civilian review board at the nearly six-hour-long meeting. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
After a video of Phoenix police officers with their weapons drawn on a family with young children was released, city leadership has had several meetings to look at police policy. Tuesday evening, city council members and dozens of residents discussed a civilian police review board, among other things. It was a marathon meeting that KJZZ reporter Casey Kuhn attended, and she joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
So this meeting was unique in many ways, not least the setting at the Orpheum Theater. So tell us where the meeting was, what was this all about?
Right. So the six-hour-long meeting took place, like you said, in the beautiful Orpheum Theater because of a power outage at the council chambers. So more impressive than the theater, though, was really the fortitude of all the people who came out to wait and speak about how they felt on all of the police policies that were being discussed. Mayor Kate Gallego says this is all to take input from the community, like I said, which there was a lot of.
We need to understand there are people who feel that police are not their allies, and still others who feel that police are being treated unfairly, and still many others who feel fall somewhere in the middle.
And it was clear, like I said, from how many people spoke, probably about 50 or so, that there were a lot of people with a lot of ideas on what needs fixing, and it sounded like nobody really thought that the city was doing things right.
Hmm. So there was criticism on both sides, it sounds like. What did the council actually do yesterday, and what does it mean for this whole story?
So this meeting ended up being about two things. One was the long discourse on whether to keep moving forward in the plan to start a civilian review board of the police. But I thought we would hear more about the actual action items that city council voted on. They voted to start looking for both an early intervention system and that tracks and checks officer behavioral data. They also voted to start looking for a firm to do a public opinion survey on the police in the community. And the last time Phoenix did something like that was in 2012, but it wasn't just about police. So Police Chief Jerry Williams was there. She said it's not just the public she needs to hear from, but her own employees.
Within the last 2 weeks, we held six employee sessions in six locations, and hearing my employees hear my expectations of them and then provide them the space and the time to share some of their information as well was one of the most beneficial things that I've done in the almost 2 years that I've been here.
And so I thought that was kind of an interesting bit of information that got lost in a lot of the accusations flying back and forth during the discussion part of the meeting.
Okay, so action items, like you mentioned, weren't voted on unanimously. Who voted against the next software and survey, and why?
Okay, so there was that one no vote, and on both items it came from Vice Mayor Jim Waring. He certainly had a lot to say, kind of about everything during the meeting. And on these two topics, his biggest criticism was that the technology would be, one, redundant, and two, a waste of taxpayer money. He was not the only one to express those concerns. And the main issue he seemed to have was that there are already record management systems that can be managed by hand in the police department. But this new software could be a tool to put all of that information together. And the survey, he said, could end up showing disparate ideas across the valley. So here's Waring.
And we just keep adding more to the pile, and this polling falls in that category, even if it turns out to be in their favor. I appreciate you hearing me out. I don't think I can support this, but I understand the reason you're planning to do it. I just don't know if it's going to accomplish the goals that I think you're hoping that it will.
And actually, there was also public comment from both sides of the debate that agreed with him on that.
Hmm. Okay, so what's next?
Okay, there's a formal city council meeting today at 10 this morning. It's the last formal council meeting before break. And as for the other items, they voted to start compiling a list of places they may eventually get both the software and the public opinion firm from. Mayor Kate Gallegos said in regards to the civilian board, a September work study session will happen to get more details on how to implement it and what it would look like. Last night, we just heard the overview, and there are still a lot of steps to actually getting a review board in place.
All right, that's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Casey, thanks.
My pleasure.